Though I was only 13 years old, I was the oldest of five children, and father necessarily made me a partner in the project, particularly in the work. His health was so poor that at first most of the labor fell to me. We did not have the money to engage help. We wanted to immediately set out a grapefruit grove, but this was delayed for a year or two while we disposed of the more pressing problem of sustenance for the family. The first year we planted 2 acres of vegetables. When they began to bear, I would take them to town every morning. I'd leave with a wagon load sometime between 2 and 3 o'clock and usually reach Miami around sunup. Then I'd go from house to house and sell out my stock at about noon. It was while driving along the old mule, particularly on the way to town in the darkness, that the Coral Gables you see today first began to appear to me, purely imaginary then, with faint hope of ever seeing it an actuality. The second year we were here, I contracted with Henry Flagler's Royal Palm Hotel to supply it with vegetables. After that, it was not so difficult to dispose of my wares. Sometimes I'd bring home as much as $60, and frequently $50. All this my father spent in clearing and setting out grapefruit trees. But we continued to plant vegetables, and now on such a scale that we shipped in carload lots to northern markets.